American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 890. Here is the translated text as follows. 850X, American State Trials. The title must be copied in the indictment verbatim et literatim. I wonder you did not add a T punctuation also. There is no real variance, and there is an end to the objection. You are mistaken. I pronounce this to be the law, and I shall instruct the jury that they may find the traverser guilty of part of the charges and acquit him of those not proved. It is not necessary for the attorney for the United States to make any reply, as there is no good reason to exclude the book. All that is necessary to be done on the part of the United States is to prove the charges to be true, and the book called The Prospect Before Us is good evidence to support it. Authorities, though it is clear that in knocking it down, Judge Chase knocked down nearly the whole law of libels besides. Wharton's note to the report of the trial. Extracts from the pamphlet called The Prospect Before Us, to show the calumnies of President Washington by James Thompson Calendar. Page 10. I now return to the tremor of 1787, by which the government of your own choice, the federal constitution, was crammed down the gullet of America. Page 15. They, meaning the Georgia delegates in the convention, did not foresee the Washington plan of defending, or rather of deserting, the southwestern frontier. Page 16. By his own account, therefore, Mr. Washington has been twice a traitor. He first renounced the King of England, and thereafter the old Confederation. Page 17. The following instance, out of many, shows in what manner Mr. Washington transacted business. One question that was to come before the cabinet, he previously asked the opinion of Mr. Jefferson, and after hearing it, observed that his own sentiments had been the same. When the council met, Hamilton and Knox voted, as usual, on one side, and Jefferson on the other. "Gentlemen, I leave it to yourselves," were the words of Mr. Washington, and the point was carried by the majority. The extravagant popularity possessed by this citizen reflects the utmost ridicule on the discernment of America. He approved of the funding system, the assumption, the national bank, and in contradiction to his own solemn promise, at Newburgh, March 15, 1783, he authorized the robbery and ruin of the remnants of his own army. Page 18. In the fall of 1796, when the French began their depredations, the country fell into a more dangerous juncture than